I don't know how many times I've been in games. Wow, and people ask me, are you Gigi? No, no, as awesome as that would be, I'm not.
It's a compliment.
Oh, she is awesome, though. I could never be brave enough to sing in front of all those people. No, no, no.
Oh, look, Charlie Sheen. No, I'm sorry.
he's everywhere, isn't he? Him and his tiger blood.
Kiddo, I gotta say, I have to admire his PR people.
I don't think he has PR people. I think he is his, like, his own.
That's even more amazing.
You know, right about now, his PR people are probably pulling their hair out, going, oh my God, Charlie, shut up.
Yeah, but whatever he's doing is working. He's got all the Twitter followers. They're offering him millions of dollars to Twitter. He lost his show, but it's not like it wasn't Mel Gibson. They just kind of threw Mel Gibson out to get lost, kid.
I don't know. You know, we're over here saying, oh, he just lost the show. But I was looking at the numbers he was getting paid. That was $2 million plus per episode.
He's not hurt at all.
Oh.
Then the Charlie Sheen game will be coming to a store near you.
Totally.
Swinging it back to gaming. Yay. So, I says we should do some news. It's Tuesday. It's all dreary here. And I just want to go to sleep when it's like this.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked outside, but everybody keeps telling me it's all dreary outside. You know, but that thing is in the sky, so I stay inside. Otherwise, it'll get me. It'll get me.
Oh, wait, two things before we jump in. Uh-oh. Happy International Women's Day to all our girly peeps, gamers out there.
Yay.
Happy International Women's Day. And also, happy Dragon Age 2 Day. Yay. Oh, and I will not be getting Dragon Age 2 today. I would love to, but I think I need to go to sleep. If I get it, I'm going to be like that. We had another one. We lost another gamer. We stayed up 3 days gaming in China playing Halo.
Oh, Halo. Yeah, I can see playing 3 days of that.
No, 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 no. At some point, you need to get up.
Mm-hmm. Need to get up? Need to go? No. I mean, seriously, 3 days. Why are you not getting up? You got to at least go to the bathroom. I mean, come on. Don't tell me you're wearing diapers. We are not astronauts here.
Wrong. Just wrong.
And
now for the news. I'm done.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to start Tuesday off on a good foot. Yes, you know, the job market is pretty hard right now, but there are some new jobs out there. Mm-hmm. This is coming from PC World and Yahoo Tech Section. Microsoft looks like, you know, might be staffing up for its next Xbox. There are some LinkedIn job listings for a next generation console.
Nude?
Nude. Yeah, maybe I've been playing Second Life too much. anyways, all right, so a couple of next generation, a few LinkedIn job listings for a next generation console may indicate a new Xbox for Microsoft is finally getting underway. Right, so this is awesome. So what all do we have? Looks like the Xbox console architecture team is hiring for a graphics hardware architect position. Looks like they're also looking for a senior architect and performance engineer. Third position, looks like they're looking for a hardware verification engineer. Yeah, so maybe they are. Maybe this whole rumor about the next Xbox is, you know, really going to be coming to life. I think this is awesome. So if you want to find those, you can find them over on LinkedIn job listings. Look for, you know, Xbox and Microsoft. Or and you can head over to the Yahoo Tech section. They've got the links directly to them.
Or maybe our job boards. I'm not sure if they put one up on us, but you can go look always.
Mm-hmm.
You can go look and see. Oh, wow. There's so much. Wow. There's so many good stories. I don't even know where to begin. Like Kid in the Gaming Candy Store. I guess we'll start. I guess I'll do something good to start with, and then I'll get to the juicy stuff in a minute. So, those of you who like doing good things for charity, we'll be happy to hear about this one. This is taking place over in Bristol, UK. Mobile Pie is running 10K for charity Games Aid. Will Luton and Daniel Twomey, good God, the award-winning
I know the names.
Twomey. I'm sorry, Daniel. The award-winning studio Mobile Pi, the developers of B-Boy Beats and MyStar, announced today that they will participate in the 2011 Bristol 10K run in support of the UK games industry charity Games Aid. Yay! Luton is quoted as saying, "We're delighted to have the opportunity to raise money and awareness for what is an extremely important cause. It's going to be arduous and grueling, 10 kilometers, with training starting today. So we hope people will give very generously. A Just Giving page has been set up, so if you want to pop over and donate your money, if you can't get over to the UK to run, it's at justgiving.com/mobilepirunners, and this allows you to sponsor either one of the guys from Mobile Pi with 100% of the donations, and I'm going to repeat that, 100% of the donations going straight to Games Aid. If you're not familiar with Games Aid, I'm having issues talking today. They're a new UK video games industry-based charity. They distribute funds to a very diverse range of charities, and it means giving something back on behalf of the industry. So this is good, kind of like what we have over here with we have quite a few. We have Gamers for Giving here. We have GamersOutreach.org. We have ChildsPlay.org. So this one is in the UK, instead of having 50 million, they're kind of like one, and then they distribute out to everybody. So wonderful. Definitely donate, even if you can't be there.
Yes, yes. We should all help out. I think that's awesome.
Exactly. Keep doing it, people.
Even more, it'd be hilarious if they dress up as pies and have everybody chase.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You guys listening, you should dress up like pies and run.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Cherry pies.
Ooh, cherry pie. Ooh, no. Apple pie. Mm, yeah.
Cherry apple. Let's compromise.
Ooh, yeah, with some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, man, you're wrong today. Why would you do that for the show?
Because nobody brought us pizza. Here we are again today, and no pizza. Come on, people.
That's just mean.
I know these people are mean. They're so mean to us all the time.
Oh.
All right, well, it looks like Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock is delivering fans 9 rocky new tracks for the Guitar Hero Music Library today.
Right.
Yeah. So it looks like, what are they bringing us? Available now, featuring tracks such as A Supermassive Black Hole from Grammy Award-winning Muse, Sorrow from punk rock legend Bad Religion, and Headstrong from Trap's platinum-selling self-titled debut album. The Modern Hits Mega Pack will have Guitar Hero fans around the globe shredding, drumming, and wailing long after the shot clock runs out. So what all do we got? We've got Sorrow by Bad Religion, Sick Transit Gloria, Glory Fades by Brand New, She's a Genius by Jet, Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, Psycho by Puddle of Mud.
Okay, yes, that, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Sorry.
Yeah. Little Sister by Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, love Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm
Always by Saliva, Hands Open by Snow Patrol, and Headstrong by Trap. Yeah, the Modern Rock Mega Pack is available on Xbox Live Marketplace for the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft for 1,320 Microsoft points.
Ew.
And on the PlayStation Store on PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system for $16.49. And for the Wii, it is going to be 1,650 Wii points.
This is Guitar Hero, or?
Yes, Guitar Hero, yes. It's Warriors of Rock is what it is.
Boo.
All songs in the Modern Rock Mega Pack are also available as downloadable singles for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 and Wii. Looks like on the Microsoft store, it's going to be 160 Microsoft points each. PlayStation 3 is going to be $1.99, and Wii is going to be 200 Wii points each. They say, in addition to the in-game music store and Xbox Live Marketplace, Guitar Hero Music Library, owners can expand their Guitar Hero Music Library, oh, I cannot talk now, using the Guitar Hero VIP Pass Music Store, available exclusively on Xbox Live Online Entertainment Network. Corey?
Oh, I'm just talking to my muted mic.
Crap, did I get dropped?
No. Oh, like, I said, well, at least I already have some of those songs for Rock Band. I don't have Guitar Hero. Heroes for... Okay. On to juicy stuff, because, yeah, they're sensitive. Juicy.
Ooh, juicy stuff. Give me juicy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grab this one first, because we talked about it yesterday. That little game, the little We Dare and Peggy. Well, Peggy is saying, uh-uh, we're not changing our rating. That's what they're saying. This comes from GamesIndustry.biz. The ratings board, Peggy, has defended the award of a 12 certificate to Ubisoft's adult party game, We Dare, pointing out that although the marketing campaign has centered on titillation and suggestive themes, the game itself is fairly mild. A trailer released for the title last month leaves little doubt as to the intended adult audience for the game, a stance which Ubisoft openly embraces. They're saying We Dare is intended for a mature audience, and Ubisoft created its marketing campaign accordingly. This is from the publisher. This is what they told Q3. I'm all crazy today. The Peggy rating system is decided upon by a pan-European body, and the rating system for this particular game was bestowed upon by the independent Peggy board. Ubisoft has added a parental discretion advice sticker to the game in order to ensure that parents are informed of potential sensitive nature of the game content, rather. They're gone on further saying that Peggy does not take into account the context of the game when rating it, which we told you yesterday. They only look at the content of the game, and since there's technically nothing in it considered sexy, then that's why they're choosing to rate it as 12. Whilst the rating...
nothing in there that is sexy? Have they seen the video? Have they seen what the games are about?
I'm going to comment in a minute. Let me get this out. Whilst the rating raises an interesting issue over internet versus content, the UK press have pounced upon the story as an example of lax content controls in video game sales, with The Sun over in the UK claiming that the game is marketing sexual content directly to 12-year-olds. And interestingly enough, Ubisoft completely ruled out a U.S. release for the game, even to the point of restricting the YouTube advertisements for the game to European territories. And we did manage to get a copy. You probably can still find it on our site, but I'm not sure if it's still there. If you watch our trailers there, you probably scroll through and see. The UK is still currently waiting on a ruling on the nature of Peggy's ratings, and a decision has been delayed until further notice. I have to agree with them. No, not with Peggy. With the companies, they're saying clearly this is an adult game. It was marketed to adults. And even if you think, well, the little kids aren't seeing it, some of them are watching TV in the UK, mm-hmm. and they're seeing the commercial, so they're figuring out what it's for. It's not like it was run on, you know, porn channels only. And even then, hey, kids.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy.
Well, I would have bought the game. They should have released it here.
they should have, too. I'm so bought it.
I do like Mr. Wong's comment. This is a guy from a company called Opus Arts Limited. He's probably jumping up and down. We always get a high five, whatever. We mention people's names on the show for some reason. But he says maybe it should have been a more appropriately titled Drunk Party Games instead of We Dare.
true.
That's pretty much what's going to happen. I would buy it, and it would be a drunk party game. There you go.
Love me some drunk party games.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And back to you, Jen.
Hey, all right. Well, we've been talking about Mortal Kombat and the whole thing that's going on in Australia where they are refusing classification to the game because, you know, it's violent and horrible and all that fun stuff, and they're trying to protect the children by not labeling it.
That works.
Yeah, right? So anyways, I'm pulling this from Game Politics. Mortal Kombat gets R18 rating in New Zealand. It looks like, according to Game Planet, Mortal Kombat will be available in New Zealand. Australians are no doubt envious of the fact that NZ has a rating system that goes beyond the 15-plus age limit. The reboot of the Mortal Kombat series received a rating of R18, graphic violence in New Zealand, ensuring that the game will be released in the region in April. Mortal Kombat will be available on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 on April the 21st. The game releases here in the United States on April 19th. So that is just crazy.
Plenty of shopping time for my birthday, I would like to point out. Just saying. Wow. So we have one that's that's restricting too much and one not restricting enough. No. I love our planet. We're all crazy here. The air, we poisoned the air, and now we're all crazy. So,
we are all crazy.
Oof, there is so much juicy news. Oh my God. Where to go next? Well, I suppose I could tell you about Mike Capps. He's the president of Epic Games.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, saying he's delighted with the early success of Bulletstorm. This is from GamePolitics.com, saying the game sold out on its first run at one major retailer. Said we got a reorder on day one from the big U.S. retailers that focuses on the games, that focuses only on games. So that was a pretty good feeling. So he's saying possibly the whole Fox News thing, you might have actually helped us out. Did the Fox News controversy help or hinder the sales of Bulletstorm? Well, Caps was not quite clear. He didn't say yes or no. He said there's two ways to answer that question. The first is what it does for Bulletstorm, and the second is what it does for the industry. For what it did for Bulletstorm, yes. There were people who were very excited about any attention at all. For a game that's over the top, they probably helped sell more units than they convinced people to pick at us. And what was most exciting about it was a reaction from the media defending us. Every journalist said Fox Report is junk, trash. Oh, I'm sorry. That part wasn't in there. It's a wonderful
description. It is now.
Okay. So as for what it does for the industry as a whole, he says he thinks it's terrible. There are people who really respect Fox News opinions and look at what they are, and they're being convinced, of course, that video games are bad. So Fox News equals hot trash. So, yeah. Mm. Thank you. Thank you for the help, though. We appreciate the love. Get on Fox. You know, wait a minute. We have been on Fox News. Never mind. Let me be quiet. Let me make some enemies out of old friends. I'm shutting up. Yeah.
Fox News. Yeah. I'll taunt you again.
Shh.
All right. Okay, so we've been hearing a lot about the Android and everything and what all it can do. It looks like it can now also play Nintendo 64 games.
Yay! Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
There's a new app called N64oid. The app gives you the chance to play such classic titles as Mario 64, The Ocarina of Time, GoldenEye, and many more.
Oh, stop there. Oh. Go ahead.
But they do warn, I'm pulling this from Yahoo News and PC World, they do warn while emulators may be legal, using the required ROMs is generally
illegal.
Yeah. All right, so this Nintendo 64 emulator application made its debut on the Android market last week, and it's currently selling for just under $6. The app developer, I'm going to kill this name. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Yongz, Yongzh, has a number of emulator applications for sale on Google's app marketplace, including apps for various Atari, Sega, and other Nintendo consoles. Yong's range of emulators seem to be selling too, with reviews and ratings for these apps in their thousands. The developer is seemingly making a nice profit from what can only be described as a gateway to illegal activity.
Gateway drugs.
We love us some gateway. All right, so of course Yong's isn't alone in producing emulators, and finding those required ROMs is hardly a difficult task. N64oid is recommended for more high-end smartphones such as Droid, Samsung's Galaxy S, and Google's Nexus devices. If you're willing to try those, good luck. They're out there, you know, less than $6. That's not bad. Just be aware that, using the ROMs is illegal for the most part.
I love how they tell you which phones to perform this illegal activity on. It's illegal, but here, let me tell you how you can do it. You're going to go to use this phone, and this phone. But you don't do it. Don't.
We're going to tell you how to do it. We're not telling you, we're telling you you shouldn't do it, but we're telling you how to do it.
Yes, don't do it. It's bad.
Freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, more juicy. More and more juicy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all excited about the juicy.
Ooh. Excited.
Yes. Well, Frogster. Do you guys know that company? No? Well, I'll tell you.
I may have heard of it. I don't know. Somewhere.
Some of you heard for Frogster. Frogster is suing suing a website called Elite PvPers over the alleged commercial sale of gold and game accounts for its Runes of Magic. Yes, Frogster made Runes of Magic. The site's owner claims that Frogster is simply trying to shut down a whole subsection of its site dedicated to Frogster's popular free-to-play MMO. But Frogster claims the site is engaging in a number of illicit activities, including farming, selling in-game accounts, and gold. This despite the fact that the publisher recently...
Gold farmers, I hate you.
This despite the fact that a recent publisher recently inked an ad deal with the site for Mythos. Elite PvPers have never sold gold for the game, said site owner Dominic Eisen. He told GameIndustry.biz, Germany, they're Germany. German outlet. He says, as we found out, a few of our users have offered gold, which they acquired in the game by themselves, which they did not need anymore, and which was dispensable. According to our research, nobody offered gold, which was farm driven by commercial interest only to earn money with it. Frogster is in another lawsuit against a hacker who stole and leaked old Runes of Magic account information. You guys remember that guy we told you about him?
Yes, that guy. Bleach cocktail just for you.
Yes, well, police, in case we didn't tell you what happened to him, police ended up raiding his home and charging him with a number of crimes, and Frogster's no longer commenting on either story.
In other words, he's done been pwned.
Yes, pwnage.
Mm-hmm.
Pwnage for you, baby. Oh, that's so juicy. I needed a bib for that one. That's juicy. Okay, good.
Hi, it's Tuesday, people. It's Tuesday all day long. Mm. All right. Perfect World Entertainment Incorporation, a wholly owned U.S. subsidiary of Perfect World Corporation, blah, 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 today announces that it has signed a licensee agreement with Mayet Entertainment to bring its MMORPG Raiders with a Z to North America. Raiders Z is an...
Glad you clarified.
Yeah. Raiders Z is an action MMORPG based on a non-targeting system where players will have direct control over their characters and progress during battle versus the traditional point-and-click gameplay style. Players can look forward to battling and hunting a myriad of huge monsters that require strategy, skill, and, in most cases, teamwork. Raiders will be shown for the first time in North America, Raiders will be shown for the first time to North American players at this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo. You know, for those rest of us, that's called E3. Alan Chin, CEO of Perfect World Entertainment, says fans of the monster hunting genre can rejoice with Raiders and can look forward to another high-quality game with superior localization and service. Raiders' fast-paced action and real-time environment brings a truly unique online gaming experience to our current gaming portfolio. Raiders is our new game since the release of Guns, with a Z as well, The Duel. And I believe that it will bring new game experiences to the players. We are very pleased to be able to provide Raiders to North American users with a Perfect World Entertainment, and we will do our very best to provide content to satisfy game players. Yeah, I was looking for a website. Looks like they're not giving us one, but ooh, I do have a teaser trailer, so I'll make sure that gets up on the website in a little bit. Y'all can check it out. Head over to GameAndMatrix.com in a little bit, and you'll see it.
Maybe, maybe not. No, no, I'm kidding. It'll be there.
But it's like, no, Ginger, no, you cannot post that.
No, 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 no. Bad, Ginger, bad.
That's that sometimes, too. It's like, no, sorry, don't want to do it.
Well, tons of other stuff we'll be putting up on the site. I just want to throw this at Ginger because it... my mailbox, Curse of the Black Pearl, Lego Pirates Caribbean trailer.
Lego Pirates!
Breathe, it's okay.
Yeah, sorry, my voice did kind of go into the...
And she went all into the high register.
The Legos, you have no idea.
Oh, I know.
Love me some Legos.
Well...
in front of you, you should have went back of the head, the piece of blood went.
Well, two things I want to mention. Other things I want to mention quickly. Today's the second day of our 5 days of Magicka, and right about now I'm about to hit the send button on Twitter. Be the 20th person to reply, and you win a key. It's that easy. Well, you do have to have the Magicka hashtag and Gamer Girls Radio hashtag. Just saying. But it's easy. All you got to do is reply. Keep replying. Anyway, but moving along to my actual story. Those of you who are going to PAX East, guess what you get?
What do they get? What do they get?
An early look at the Nintendo 3DS. Yay! Visitors to this year's PAX East event will get more than just a glimpse into Nintendo's all-star lineup console and handheld video games. Running March 11th through the 13th in Boston, the festival also marks an opportunity for U.S. consumers to experience the new 3DS portable system in advance of its March 27th launch. It's going to feature new 3D visuals that don't require special glasses, which you've already heard about, built-in applications and software, and distinctive wireless features like Street Pass, Spot Pass, and if you have a Nintendo already, you know what Spot Pass is. Nintendo 3DS also offers veteran and first-time gamers a remarkable new way to play, in addition to the fun of included Nintendo 3DS software such as Mii Maker and R Games. PAX East attendees can get a first-hand look at upcoming first- and third-party games for the system, including demo stations where you'll get a chance to get your little hands on it so you can play Steel Driver. And I want you to breathe after I tell you this one, number four. Relax, Kid Icarus, Uprising, Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendogs, and Cats. Okay, I like that. And I'm going to take a deep breath before I say this one. Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, 3D.
Oh, Link. Her man.
3D. You can also check out, Ginger, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, 3D,
yes.
3D. Okay.
I want every game remade into Legos. Every game, every movie into Legos.
In 3D.
In 3D, nonetheless.
Also, Tecmo Koei's Dead or Alive, Dimensions, and Capcom Street Fighter 4, 3D, and Resident Evil Mercenaries, 3D. The PAX, Nintendo's PAX booth, we're going to tell you what it is. Please don't go over and attack them. Do tell them what you sent you, but don't hurt them. It's booth 412. They'll also give you a chance to experience the latest installments of the world's favorite game franchises, of course, the new Pokemon Black and White version, which just came out this past weekend. You probably saw the footage if you were on our site over the weekend. Nintendo DS Systems also offers new battle modes. This is from Pokemon Black and White, a new region to explore, and more than 150 new Pokemon to catch, battle, and trade. Meanwhile, Mario Sports Mix for Wii Systems injects four different sports, volleyball, basketball, dodgeball, and hockey, and with a dose of Mushroom Kingdom fun, adding a wild power. I'm moving along from that one. See how I try to...
No, don't move along for that one. That
was just. We got about 1 minute, so quickly. Nintendo is also asking that we remind you, remember that Wii and Nintendo 3DS already feature parental controls that let adults manage the content their children can access, and you can pop over to their site, Nintendo.com, to learn about those parental controls. Now, that's nice. Already built in. You don't got to download nothing. Nobody will be buying Smurf berries on your 3DS while you're not looking, parents. I'm just saying. Oh, that's nice. Is my voice trying to go away? Really?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too early in the week for that, too.
I know. This freaking weather. I guess it's time for us to take a break. Freaking weather. We reached back. We read. Is it reached? Is it reach?
You reach back.
Rich. I'm in the South. It's rich.
No. Wretch. Wretch is a whole thing, and I don't want to wretch in, not on air.
We reached back and grabbed it.
No, Regin.
I am a Southerner. You know we butcher the words.
We do too. I try to hide it, but no, it just comes right on out.
I am a proud Southerner. Mostly because I can turn it off. You know, if I couldn't turn it off,
you know, I try. But then, you know, I talk to people in games, and they're like, you're Southern, aren't you? Shut up. Yes.
Well, like most people in the world, when you're angry,
that is true, and I'm just talking.
Everybody knows.
Yes, I am transparent,
baby. I surely do hate that I'm dancing in my chair.
No, don't hate the dancing. Don't hate. All right, you might hate my dancing. I got the whole white girl no rhythm dancing going on, but hey.
No, ma'am.
I'm gonna have to go to court and give you a lesson.
I don't give lessons. Sorry. No. Well, I suppose we should say we're back after our break. We've now moved to the streaming poll, Shanzali.
Yay, we're back, baby.
and return serve. Tinder, go. No.
All right. D3 Publisher, D3P, a publisher and developer of interactive entertainment software, today announces a sweepstakes for gamers promotion to coincide with the upcoming launches of God's Eater, Burst Bangai O, HD Missile Fury, Dream Trigger 3D, and Earth Defense Force Insect Armageddon. All right, these are some weird titles. Contestants from the United States residents only, please, can enter to win prizes from Dolby, Gamefly, PDP, Logitech, and Knox Audio by liking one or up to all four D3 Publisher product Facebook pages listed in the sweepstakes and filling out an entry form for up to four submissions permitted. The sweepstakes is now live, and the drawing for prize winners will be held on July 22nd of 2011. Winners will be selected by a random drawing. The following prizes are available in the Sweepstakes for Gamers Sweepstakes. Grand prize, I'm going to kill this name. I'm so sorry. Onkyo HT-S5S5300 Home Theater System featuring Dolby Digital 7.1 Surround Sound, Logitech Squeezebox Radio, Knox Specialist Bundle, 1 month subscription to Gamefly, and two Xbox 360 PDP controllers. Apparently that is a retail value of $950 altogether. First prize is going to be a 12-month subscription to Gamefly, a Knox Specialist Bundle, and two Xbox 360 PDP controllers. Second prize is going to be Logitech Squeezebox Radio, Knox Specialist Bundle again, and Xbox 360 PDP controllers. There are down to seven prizes. Pretty much they're all the same thing, just getting smaller with each one. So you can head over to facebook.com/GodEaterBurst to check them all out. That is, I'm going to go sign up because, you know, I like free stuff.
Free. F-R-E-E free.
I love it. Give me free stuff.
I thought you were going to start saying give me candy. Okay.
Candy, just not from the guy in the really weird, you know, van. I don't want to go live down in the van.
If they were dressed like pies?
No, you should never, ever, ever go with the guy with candy. Ever.
What if it's
really hot?
What if it's Brad Pitt or Keanu Reeves or somebody?
Like I said, if he's really hot, you'd go with him.
He ain't even got to have candy. Anyway. He don't even have to have any candy. I'm just going because it's him. Okay. More juicy. I'm looking at the news going, where to go? Where to go? There's so much good stuff today. See, we rarely get a good news day. Well, I guess I'll do this one. Oh, no. I think you already talked about Android. No, you didn't. Not this one. Well, let's share. I'll share with you guys. So, you guys out there that own Androids will be happy to hear this, and probably not so happy at the same time. Android sales are up for the year. Guess how much?
How much?
1,580%. Google's Android has the largest share of the U.S. smartphone market. Take that iPhone. According to a new survey from Comscore, Android has 31.2% of the market as of January 2011, up from the 23.5% back in October of 2010. This means it has replaced RIM and its BlackBerry handsets as king of the hill. RIM dropped from 35.8% to 30.4% per share. Apple held relatively steady, remaining in third place. With the 1% gain to 24.7%, while Microsoft saw its share decline. I got to drop my Microsoft stock quickly today from 9.7% to 8%. I'm not going to drop it. My Microsoft people are like, yeah, you know what? That's why we don't invite you to visit anymore. The Palm, of course, rounded out the top five at 3.2%. ComScore's Mobile Lens division, 65.8 million people in the U.S. owned smartphones during the 3 months ending in 2011, up 8% from the preceding three-month period. ComScore's estimates held that 234 million Americans ages 13 and older use mobile devices, with 23.7% playing games on their handsets.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, stats from IDC European Mobile Phone Tracker claim that Android's European sales also grew from 470,000 units in the last quarter of 2009 to 7.9 million for the same period in 2010. Awesome. By comparison, iOS-based phones grew 66%. Commented, this is a comment from Francisco Geronimo, love your name, he's a European Mobile Devices Research Manager at IDC. He said the last quarter of 2010 clearly shows that trends for the coming years in Western Europe, the Western European mobile phone market will be dominated by smartphones and Android will be king of the hill. IDC has also estimated that Android's install base will grow by around 37% per year between 2010 and 2015 in Europe. And this explains why when I said I was going to learn to code for one of these smartphones, I got overwhelming response to not do it for the iPhone, but do it for Android. And I was like, but.
No, come to the dark side. We have cookies.
I wasn't going to get a phone. I was just gonna make an app. I don't even know what app I want to make yet. I just, you know, I got all the stuff and I'm just looking through it. I'm learning.
You know, I love to hate on this game and I'm always talking about it because it seems like they always have something going on. So I have to give that to them.
What?
RuneScape launches Clan Celebration Month. Yeah, like I said, I love to hate on this company.
Mm-hmm.
The JGX Game Studio, developer of RuneScape, the world's most popular free-to-play MMORPG, today announced the start of RuneScape's Clan Celebration Month. The month-long clan focus promises to be the largest and most event-filled celebration to date. Each week during March will be themed around a different style of clan-based activities. So whether you are into skilling, killing, or chilling, there will be an event for you. See, I got that out without getting too tongue-tied. Look at that.
Awesome.
throughout the month, RuneScape will play host to a huge number of in-game events and activities, throwing the spotlight on different types of clans, as well as conducting a series of Q&A sessions, both with the RuneScape support team and notable clan leaders from within the community. They say March isn't only focused on clans, as the next bonus XP weekend will begin on the 11th of March. For more information about the bonus XP weekend, you can head over to runescape.com and check that out. Paul Mayer, RuneScape community manager at JGX, says, "A huge proportion of our players are members of in-game clans, and these play a huge role within the RuneScape community. Some of our larger clans have more than 4,000 members, so it's really exciting that we can focus an entire month celebrating them. For those in the community who are not already a member of a clan or who want to find out what clans are all about, then this is the perfect time to do. The celebration kicks off today and culminates with a massive closing party on Sunday, the 3rd of April. The month-long clan focus comes in preparation of the forthcoming clan content update, which players can expect shortly." If you want to find out more about that, you can head over to their developer blog, again, on runescape.com. So, hey, you know what? That's actually kind of cool. So, way to go, RuneScape and JGX.
You being nice to RuneScape? Oh, the sky is falling.
I know. It's horrible.
The sky is falling. Well, you all will be happy to know Theater of War 3 has been released today. This is by leading European and Central European publisher, 1C Company. Wait a minute, crap. I hate when they give us the stuff we're not supposed to read at the top of the PR.
Yes. It's like, down at the bottom so I don't trip over it by mistake.
And I don't tell people information you didn't want me to share, and then they get angry. Okay, so anyway, if you're not familiar with this particular game, Theater of War 3 Korea, it centers around the events of the first hot war of the Cold War era, the Korean War, also known as the Forgotten War. Players will be involved in two campaigns, both set in the 1950s in North Korea, June 25th through August the 20th, and the American side, which happened September 15th through October 8th. This is a tactical engagement kind of game, so you tactical people.
Engagement kind of game.
Yes, tactical engagement. You can test your skills on the new strategic level that they've added. You can move your forces over the entire Korean peninsula, managing reserves as well as the fuel and ammo supplies. Tactical battles in Theater of War 3 Korea are generated based on the strategic situation. Ah, and it sounds like a sim, and I'm kind of getting excited because I like simulators. My God. Oh, wow. There's a bunch of new features. You can go over and check them out at 1cpublishing.com. I'm going to stop reading this because they have it peppered with information that says do not share this. And I don't want to share it. But anyway.
Don't share that. They will cut us.
Yes. You can get it from their shop, at 1, which is 1c, 1cpublishing.com. You can also get it off Steam and on battlefront.com. And I believe they're saying any other online retail stores, probably direct to drive. Not sure. I haven't checked there, but you can probably pop over and check. Oh, wait a minute. Before I let Ginger jump in, let me check this out because the title of this email that I just received is rather suspiciously juicy. So I have to check it
out. Ooh, juicy.
It's suspiciously juicy, but I have to wait for it to load. So I guess you can do real quick. Oh, wait.
Is it here?
Oh, they didn't give me anything juicy. I think you already told this. Yeah, you did. But we didn't go heavy. We look like I told you guys we were getting a new console. But anyway, Ginger already said that. Frickin' Microsoft, send us stuff slow. Anyway.
When y'all get that together, send it to us. And send us, a couple of those consoles, too.
Yes, we need to test it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell everybody, you don't want to play this. Something's wrong with it. That's what I... You know, that's what you do when there's food that you want. You taste it and you say, you don't want to eat this. There's something wrong with it. Don't eat it. Horrible, horrible. You don't want to eat this. Mm. No, it's horrible. I'm eating it to save you. Don't do it.
All right. Well, we know Easter is right around the corner, right? Well, it looks like there's going to be a game in a couple of people's Easter baskets this year.
Yay!
505 Games, a global interactive game publisher, today announces its plans to release a Nintendo DS title through a licensing agreement with Universal Partnerships and licensing based on Universal Pictures. We don't care about that. The game's name is Hop. From the makers of the blockbuster Despicable Me comes Hop, a new comedy that blends state-of-the-art CG animation with live action.
Oh, adorable.
I know, right? The follow-up to the worldwide hit tells the story of Evie, the teenage son of the Easter Bunny. The film is helmed by Tim Hill, director of the blockbuster Alvin and the Chipmunks. Hop opens on April 1st, 2011. You can play as Fred as you help the Easter Bunny's son, E.B., save Easter from a fluffy... okay, I can't say the word. Not even going to try. Anyways, fluffy takeover led by Carlos and his fellow chick workers. Hop your way through the Easter Bunny's top-secret candy factory on Easter Island, solve puzzles, and sugar shock your enemies as you turn them into delicious chocolate treats. Play through a wide variety of mini-games and modes, including helping E.B. realize his dream of becoming a famous rock and roll drummer. That sounds cute. Ian Ho, president of 505 Games, says the video game is a bright, colorful, entertaining, and downright hilarious title, perfect for gamers of all ages, and is set to be the most have game for the children's Easter baskets this year. Hop provides hours of wholesome entertainment and is perfect to bring on that long road trip for the Easter holiday.
So it's a handheld? It's a handheld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is going to be a handheld. Thought I said that. Maybe I did not. Maybe I missed that.
You might have. I'm crazy.
It's for the Nintendo DS game.
Oh, that is so cute. I think I'm going to buy one for all the little people in my family. Oh, cute.
Well, if you want to do that, you can head over to 505games.com. Looks like that is where it's going to be, where you can find out where you can buy it. I'm looking to see how much it's going to be, but I'm not seeing prices or anything.
Well, also, unfortunately, it looks like BT cut us right on time today. We're not really sure, but in case they did, we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. We're going to hang up now. I can't believe they cut us early. Yay for me.
Yeah, them.
And nobody probably heard that cute story. You got to read it tomorrow. It's just in case.
I'll put it up on the website.
Yay. So we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. We're out of here.